This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, January 17th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Iowa's Tom Vilsack will walk away from the U.S. Department of Agriculture next week as the second longest serving secretary in the agency's history. AgriPulse Newsmakers host Lydia Johnson spoke with Vilsack as he prepared to surrender the reins of the department.
I will tell you that it's been a great privilege and a great honor to work in this department with so many committed people who care so deeply about rural people in rural places. And I'm obviously proud of the work we've done here. I think it's fair to say that over the last 4 years in particular, we've seen record farm income and record exports. But the reality is that not everyone has felt that they had a record year, and that's because of the nature of agriculture.
Vilsack says leading the ag department is much different than nearly any other cabinet post.
If you're the energy secretary, you're focused on energy. Now, there are different forms of energy, but you're focused on energy. If you're the transportation secretary, you're focused on getting people from here to there. When you're the ag secretary, you're focused on all of that. You've got an energy portfolio. You're investing in infrastructure and transportation. You're investing in nutrition. You're investing in food safety. You're investing in natural resources. You're investing in research. You're investing in universities. It is the broadest portfolio of any department of the federal government. And as a result, it is not fully appreciated, in my view, by the folks in Washington, D.C. in terms of its extent and length of its reach.
Vilsack says one of the first things he learned as the Ag Department lead is that you don't know what you don't know, and that there are a lot of people who are ready to serve.
You learn that the portfolio is broad. You learn that the people who work here are incredibly committed. They care deeply about rural America and the people in rural America. And you also begin to fully appreciate and understand the contribution that rural America makes to the rest of the country. And then you become frustrated. You become frustrated because the level of support for the department is not commensurate with its responsibility.
Vilsack says he's tried to develop an agency that benefits farmers of all scales.
You learn that the portfolio is broad. You learn that the people who work here are incredibly committed. They care deeply about rural America and the people in rural America. And you also begin to fully appreciate and understand the contribution that rural America makes to the rest of the country. And then you become frustrated. You become frustrated because the level of support for the department is not commensurate with its responsibility.
Texas Ag leader Brooke Rollins is President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to succeed Vilsack. Her confirmation hearing is set for next Thursday, the 23rd. Vilsack says he's focused on biosecurity measures to thwart the spread of avian influenza. He says Rollins will have other measures to consider in protecting the poultry flock.
I think it's obviously important for us to continue to indemnify, to protect, provide assistance and help to those facilities that are hit and who have to depopulate, because right now that's the only option that's available. In terms of ultimately knocking this thing out, it's pretty tough to do when you consider that the source of it is wild birds. What we need to do is to figure out ways in which we can identify workable vaccines.
Finally, legacy is not a word that comes easy for the Iowa Democrat.
I have a hard time defining legacy because I don't think in those terms. I just see a problem and I try to solve it. And the problem I've seen is that too few people are benefiting from the current system. It's important for everybody to benefit, not the few, but the many. So I walk out of this place knowing that I gave it my all.
You can see the full exit interview with Agriculture Secretary Vilsack on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. It's available now at www.agripulse.com. Finally, the Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybean futures market today higher on reports of a phone call between incoming President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. In a post on his Truth Social account, Trump said in the call, the two discussed issues, including the balance of trade. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Unable to join the American Farm Bureau Convention in San Antonio in person later this month? Well, join us virtually. We'll be live streaming January 25th through 27th. Tune in online at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.